Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Sup, kid?
What's up, you ace? It's 6:21. Let's get to it, your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
Bitch. Let's start it off with pro football. Let's kick it off, man. Yeah, it's because we're kicking it off tonight.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, the NFL followed through on their plan to play this season on time. That's right. Even in the middle of all this coronavirus stuff. Kansas City Chiefs play the Houston Texans tonight. Hopefully they can keep things going. But damn, dude. It is kicking off tonight. That kind of snuck up on me. I'm going to be honest with you. I had no idea that there was going to be football played tonight until I read the sports report this morning.
Well, they're still calling it Sunday Night Football too. Like it's going to be called Sunday Night Football. Or they're calling it like I don't know. It's all goofy. It's all goofy.
I don't care what they call it. They're playing, so yeah.
Football.
Football. Here's a guy who wants to play some football. Moving on. High school football. With the NFL starting up tonight, there's actually some reason for optimism that this will all work out. Supposedly, there have been over 1,000 high school football games played this year already with zero outbreaks of the coronavirus. So, boom, there you go. Not bad.
No.
It's a good start.
No.
Here's another thing I read this morning. Whitmer and maybe across America, too. High school kids have to wear masks during football, which means during games, which means you've never played football in your life, Whitmer, and you have no idea.
Now, is it just...
I'm telling you, there's times where I come off the sideline in high school, man, laying on my back, hands above my head, taking the biggest breaths I can from bootlegging to the outside for four times. Coach, take me out. I can't breathe. Like, sucking air. And then you're going to put a mask in front of that? Dude, I don't know.
They're young. They can take it.
So was I. But damn, I couldn't. Dude, I'm telling you.
I used to be able to smoke cigs at halftime and still be fine. They'll be all right. They'll be all right.
You're not sucking air if you're riding the bench, that's for sure. But anyway, moving on, man. Auto racing. Seven-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson. He's moving to IndyCar. His plans are to drive IndyCar races in 2021 and 2022. With the Chip Ganassi Racing Team. So even though Jimmy Johnson leaving the old NASCAR, God, I swear he's been there for like 90 years.
Yeah.
I remember Jimmy Johnson when I was a kid.
Do you think Jimmy Johnson is a family name? Because here's the thing. If I was his parents and his last name is Johnson, why out of all the names you could pick?
You're gonna name him Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Maybe
Jimmy.
Dude, maybe they just knew. Like, they just knew he's going to be a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, and it only works in NASCAR.
That's what I thought too. Like, early on when I was, you know, when I was younger, and looking into NASCAR and saw Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's a made up name.
Yeah,
there's no way. There's no way your effing name is Jimmy Johnson and you're a NASCAR driver. Like,
here's our son Wiener Dongerson. I mean, like, it's like, come on, man. Let's just get it.
I don't know.
Maybe that's why he's as successful as he is, because he growing up, he was just getting it constantly. I don't know.
Jimmy Johnson. Yep. Like, dude, you're going to be a NASCAR driver. To me, it's a made-up name. That's not his real name. There's no way. So, yeah, that's your sports report this morning, huh?
Good enough for me. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Everything that rocks.
All right. Good morning. 7:24, it's Brackets Hunter.
Oh, right there. Everyone loves a slinky, slinky. Go, slinky, go.
Anyway, let's get right to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Get it in a variety pack.
All right, let's get right to it, man. Pro football. Somehow, some way, the NFL, they followed through on their plan to play this season on time. And I owe one of my friends $100 because of it. Damn it. Come on. Even in the middle of all this coronavirus stuff, the Kansas City Chiefs going to play the Houston Texans tonight. Hopefully they can keep things going, man. That's pretty exciting. Just take a minute and just kind of reflect on that because, dude, remember back in March, like everybody, that was like one of the first things ever. Whoa, is football going to happen?
I'm still not going to get my hopes up, okay? I'm not going to do it because what I feel like is going to happen, like we saw with basketball and baseball, mm-hmm. is we're going to do it, but then they're going to have to cancel games or move games, and what's going to happen? I mean, it'd be great if we had a full regular season, but I honestly haven't even paid attention to it. Usually I'd be gearing up for you know, Packers football, but now it's like I don't even know what's going to happen, so
I don't know. I just can't wait for my team to lose this year just so I can be like, oh, yeah, it doesn't count, though. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that guy. It's going to piss everybody off. Ah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. It's 2020, dude. Corona stuff, you know?
Exactly.
Nobody's really going to take this year seriously. They're not even playing hard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Moving on, high school football with the NFL.
Okay, then.
With the NFL. Yeah, there you go. Okay, then. With the NFL starting up tonight, is actually some reason for optimism. That this will all work out. There have been over 1,000 high school football games this year happened already. So that's kind of a good, like, memento, if you will, a good way to go into football with over 1,000 high school football games played with zero outbreaks of the coronavirus. So, but I also heard that across the state, they got to wear masks during the games, during practice, during. It's like these people that make you wear masks. I get what's going on. But have probably never taken a snap in their life. You know, like, dude, this guy's out there working hard. They're sucking air without something on their face.
Well, what I don't get is why didn't they make like the pros wear masks or, you know, anything in baseball? None of those guys wear masks, are they?
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because none of this makes any sense, bro.
Nothing.
That's the exact reason.
As soon as
January 1st,
they're
gonna do it, we're not.
January 1st of 2020 hit, and nothing made sense since then. Nothing.
The stupidity of some of these things, dude, just makes you rip your hair out. And I can't even talk about it anymore because you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Why can the NFL players not wear masks, but everybody else has to? Same sport, doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just the dummies out there. There's a lot of dummies out there. Moving on, auto racing, 7-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson. He's moving to IndyCar. His plans are to drive IndyCar races in 2021 and 2022 with the Chip Ganassi Racing Team. So Jimmy Johnson retiring, but wait, there's more. He's not. He's going to IndyCar. So kind of retiring, I guess, from NASCAR anyway.
Nice.
So what's he like, 90s? Jimmy Johnson look like?
I have no idea, but he has been racing forever, dude.
Yeah. Jimmy Johnson. You have to race with a name like that.
You have to. It's a racing name.
No choice. So there you go. That's your sports this morning, man, on Thursday.
Good enough for me. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.